The other day, someone asked me the following question: that his parents were moving houses, and his parents wanted to give him the glass and crystal wine glasses that they have, and he had told me his parents are not religious. There certainly is a good concern that non-kosher wine had been used in these glasses. Is there a way to kosher? They're very, very expensive. If there is no way, then he's completely fine with throwing them out. He wanted to know what exactly is the halacha. So it comes to koshering glass. There are three shittas found in the Rishonim. One position is that glass is such a strong, hard material and so smooth that no blios iser, nothing can be absorbed in it at all. It completely wards off all iser, in which case it doesn't require any koshering at all. It can never become usser. The Shach says that the glass does absorb a little bit, but it's so insignificant, while the Taz thinks it absorbs absolutely nothing. That's all one position, that glass doesn't require any form of koshering. There's a second opinion found in the Rishonim that glass is similar to metal. And the Gemara itself compares it to metal with respect to Tevilas Kelim. So which means, just like metal, it could absorb, and it could also be koshered. You could extract the iser. So too, glass can absorb, and it must be koshered, and it can be koshered just like metal. And then there's a third opinion amongst the Rishonim that glass is similar to earthenware, and that just like earthenware can absorb but cannot be polite, cannot, you can never extract the iser. Earthenware that becomes absorbed with iser is usser forever. So too, glass is something that can absorb and cannot be kashered, and you're stuck with it. And then the logic is, because just like glass is made from sand, from the earth, from the ground, so then it has the same traits, the same qualities as earthenware. And Mishnah Berurah points out, even though most times that glass is going to be absorbed from cold, and cold cannot bring in any iser. The only way to bring about iser, that iser is going to be absorbed into an item, is only through the mechanism of heat. We'll see later on other ways, but simply speaking, only through the mechanism of heat, and you're only using cold here, there is a concern that sometimes you use it with hot liquid in the glass, and it had absorbed, so therefore, since it absorbed, it's like earthenware, so then you're stuck with it forever. So there are three shittas. Either it doesn't require koshering, it is usher and can be koshered, or it cannot be koshered and it's usher forever. How do we paskin? So if you look in Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tov Nun Aleph, all the way at the end, the second to last sif, sif chavav, Shulchan Aruch says very clearly that klei zechuchis, glass, afilu machnisin lakim, afilu mishamish ben chamim. Even if you use it in such a way where chametz is in there being stored, and you use it with hot as well, ein tzrichen shum hechsher. There is no need to kasher at all. She'enem bolim. Glass doesn't absorb. Ubishtifa ba'al masagla. Simply wipe it out, clean out the inside, and that's sufficient. That's the mechaber. The svardim are very makel with respect to glass. Ramal comes along and says, v'yesh machmirim v'omim dekli zechuchas afilu hagala lo mani lehu. He goes the opposite extreme, that hagala doesn't even work. It absorbs the iser, and it also can be kashered. V'chein ha-minek ba'ashkenaz u'medinos elu. This is the practice amongst the Ashkenazim. So for glass, you're not allowed to kasher, you're stuck forever. So are there any leniencies for the Ashkenazim? Is there any way that one would be allowed to kasher glass? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Chai Adam, if a person lives in a place where she'ein benimsa klei zechuchas, he can't find glass there, vein lokosis u'shar kelim, and he's running out of cups and utensils. So in that situation, the Chai Adam says, you could be somich on the makel opinion of the mechaber and just clean it very, very well. And then you could do what's called lachshiro aide eroi shloshi yamim. After letting it soak, we'll get to that, what that means exactly, you could do it for 3 days, which is something that's called also in milui v'ira. We'll discuss how that process works. So you can kasher it, according to Chai Adam, if you're really, really stuck. That's only if you're really stuck. Now, are there any other leniencies, though? This person's not stuck. The person asking the question has other glass. He's able to afford other kalim. He has other kalim, and you can find them very readily accessible. So the Prima Gadim writes that this chumrah of the Ramah, that you can kasher glass, is only with respect to chametz. But with respect to shar yisurim, other types of iser, yai nesach and chaylev, whatever the iser might be, so then it doesn't require any kashering like the mechaber. that really we paskin, even Ashkenazim paskin like the Mechaber, that glass cannot absorb anything. This is a special chumra we find by chametz, like many other areas of chametz and Pesach. This is just another application of that chumra. But other yisurim, when it comes to wine, non-kosher wine, it certainly would be permitted without any hechsher. The Minchas Hitzchak takes the middle approach, and he says, no, one should really do hagalah. Yes, with regards to shari yisurim, we're not going to be machmir like the Ramah, but you do have to at least learn like the Chai Adam and say you should do some type of hagalah, some type of kasher. So what happens if a person, Taka, buys from a non-Jew, he buys glasses, what are you supposed to do? The Marim Shik writes in Yerdeya Simon Kuf Mem Aleph that there's a concern that he very likely put hot non-kosher in there, or maybe he put cold something, but it was soaking there for 24 hours. So even though we said before that taste can only be transferred through the mechanism of heat, if it's kavish, if it's been soaking in something for 24 hours, even if it's cold, that could also cause absorption of the iser. So what's the solution, says the Maram Shik? There's what you do is you require miloi ve'irui three different times. We'll describe that process in just a moment. So therefore we see there is a heter for kashering it, because, well, we'll get to that in just a moment, sorry. Now, a glass bottle used to store schnapps, not a glass wine glass, but a glass bottle. So Aruch HaShulchan says if it's there to store schnapps, so then since schnapps is so strong and so potent, it's not able to be kashered, even though it's not chametz. And Moshe writes in Aruch HaYim Chelik Alef Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, it's only if it's been there for more than 24 hours. Less than 24 hours, then you would be able to kasher even a schnapps bottle. So now I'll get back to the Shaila for a second. When it comes to wine glasses, which was the Shiloh, it's very unlikely that any hot, non-kosher liquid was placed in it. Wine glasses are used for something cold. No one puts anything hot in glass, in wine glasses. And even if there had been, it had been used one or two times with hot liquid, which is so unlikely, even those few times, we have a principle in Hechsher Kalim that we always go based on Rov Tashmisho, what the more frequent use was. So since the more frequent use for wine glasses is that of cold, you could assume it wasn't used with heat, it's only used with cold. So therefore, it shouldn't be usher. But since it's been there's a concern that maybe any non-kosher wine that had been in the glass, it could have been there for more than 24 hours. So then, since it's kavush, you do require some level of kashrin. And it's not uncommon, because it's very likely people leave wine overnight, there becomes some residue in the glass of wine overnight, and perhaps longer. So that's going to be an issue of kavush of 24 hours. It will transport the davar iser of the non-kosher wine into the glass. So then you really should have to kasher any glasses you buy from non-Jew, or you got from them, or from relatives who aren't religious. So one would really have to kasher these wine glasses. How do you accomplish this? So the way to kasher the glass is through a unique method I referred to a couple of times already called milui ve'irui, three times, and then you have to do tefilas kalim. How exactly does one accomplish this? So first, the person has to clean the glass very, very well. You have to remove any of the residue that might be there. Now, if the bottle is very narrow and you can't really clean it well, then you're kind of stuck. It has to be where it's a wide enough glass that you could clean it very thoroughly. That's number one. And then you have to take the glass and fill it to the top with the water. And then you have to do this. After the glass, let it soak there for at least 24 hours. And then you have to pour out the water. And then you have to soak it for another 24 hours. And then pour it out. And then you do this a total of three times. After you've done this three times, so now it's considered kosher. And you have to make sure you change the water each time. That doesn't work. You change the water each time. You've soaked this for three times. You've done this for 24-hour periods. After that point, you have to bring it to the mikveh, tefilas kalim, in which case now that your glass wines are considered kosher. Mm-hmm.